Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
There is a yellow level 2 warning of severe thunderstorms for Gauteng, the western high veld of Mpumalanga, the southwestern parts of Limpopo and the extreme eastern parts of the northwest. It will be hot over parts of the northwest, but cool in areas of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria up to 33, Joburg 32, Mbombela 20, Emalahleni 26, Polokwane 24 and Rustenburg up to 23 degrees.
So Samaria via bus feeder services throughout the Soweto area remain disrupted. Please check before you travel.
The ANC has urged for calm in Mozambique amid escalating post-election unrest and claims of fraud by opposition leader Venancio Mondlane. He alleges that he survived an assassination attempt in Sandton. Last night, the Lebombo border post between Limpopo and Mozambique was closed till further notice. And chip-making giant NVIDIA surpassed Apple last night to become the highest-valued company in the world as the artificial intelligence boom continues. The world's biggest tech companies have invested tens of billions of dollars into NVIDIA's powerful AI technology that is a central component for training powerful generative AI systems such as ChatGPT and Google's Gemini. And with that, looking at the business news for the rest of us. It is the story ruling the markets this morning. The dollar is surging and Bitcoin hit a record high through the night after early results showed that Donald Trump could win the US election. Bitcoin piled almost $6,000 higher to reach a record of just over $75,000. Trump pledged during the campaign to make the US the world capital of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. In Asia, most Asian markets are also up this morning. Meanwhile, the stronger dollar has led to the rand slumping overnight. A dollar now trading at 17 rand 79, a euro 19 rand 11 cents, a pound 22 rand 92 cents. Gold at $2,735.04 per fine ounce. Oil at $75.16 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, the weekend and the test match between Scotland and South Africa is edging closer, but the Scots will have to be without their wing. Darcy Graham will miss the test because of a concussion sustained during his 4-try performance against Fiji. He made his first Scotland appearance in 12 months last weekend, but was taken off after 65 minutes. Here at home, Alistair Kutsia has been unveiled as the new coach of Eastern Province after leaving his job as the Namibia Rugby Union's director of rugby. He's returned home to Gqeberha, meaning his career has come full circle after serving the union as a player as well as a coach now. Plenty of action on match day 4 of the UEFA Champions League. Victor Gyökeres scored a hat-trick as Ruben Amorim's Sporting Lisbon stunned Manchester City with a 4-1 win. Elsewhere, Xabi Alonso endured a miserable return to Anfield, Liverpool thrashing Bayer Leverkusen 4-0. AC Milan heaping the misery on Real Madrid. They ran out 3-1 winners, while Monaco are in third after a 1-0 win over Bologna. Elsewhere, Borussia Dortmund 1-0 winners over Sturm Graz. Juve draw 1-1 with Lille. Here at home, celebrations for the happy people. That's after Orlando Pirates set a new club record with 7 consecutive wins in the league. The Buccaneers yesterday beating Richards Bay 1-0 at the Orlando Stadium. I'm Olan Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jackarin FM plays more. Music. You love.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Like this.
Things haven't been quite the same.